Today I'm talking to Bishop Mark Jabale, Bishop of Menevia in North Wales, and I'm Sister Janet Ferns. As well as being a bishop, you are a Benedictine monk.
Yes, indeed I am. Yes, I'm a member of the Abbey of Belmont, Hereford in England, although I have now migrated to Wales. I've been transposed into Wales.
But even as a bishop, your whole history as a Benedictine must surely colour the whole of your approach to life.
Oh, yes, indeed it does. I don't think one ever stops being a Benedictine. And the one thing that I do, in fact, miss enormously as bishop is the recitation of the office in choir. Do you know, that was something that was very difficult to get used to at the beginning especially. But I'm getting a little bit more used to it. And whenever I can, I gather enough people so that we have prayer in common.
Now, Benedict is the patron of Europe, and so many people know about the Benedictine idea of work and prayer. But Benedict was also a man of peace, wasn't he?
Indeed he was. Indeed he was. Yes, and his motto, St. Benedict's motto, is Pax Inter Spinas. It's the motto Pax in a crown of thorns. In other words, you do find peace, but you find it through the thorns and through the suffering in life.
And the suffering isn't something to be avoided.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's something to be combined with prayer, of course. And, of course, St. Benedict was very strong on that. His rule is absolutely marvellous in that it deals with every facet of a community life. And he tells us that everything must be centred around prayer. He tells his disciples that there are certain times when they must go and pray and when they must be in the oratory, whatever happens. And he must have realised that there were times when they were in the fields and couldn't join the prayer. And so he told them that when they heard the bell, then they should kneel in the fields and say the prayer at the same time. Now, that must have meant that they knew the prayers off by heart. They knew the psalms off by heart. So they would recite those psalms in the fields. And then he laid aside all sorts of times for reading scripture. As you probably know, Benedictines are known for Lectio Divina. Now, Lectio Divina is the reading and the meditating on scripture so that you can compare your life and the way you're leading it to the scriptures. And so there's an immense richness there for us, and laborare est orare. So while we work, we are praying, and while we pray, we can work the work of God.
Which is a very different approach to so many people in today's world, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid people are rushing everywhere, and it's the one thing that disturbs me. And some very good Catholics, you could say, some very good Christians, who reluctantly give 40 minutes of their week to God because you have to go to church on Sunday. It isn't a bit like that. That isn't what God wants of us. God wants to make friends with all of us, and he wants us to be with him all the time. He wants to accompany us. And to ignore him is not God's loss, but ours.
And when you go to some of the monasteries like Subiaco or Monte Cassino, there's such a beautiful silence there that it gives me the impression that although the monks were working, they also saw a value in stopping and being in silence.
Yes. Be still and hear that I am God. Yes. There's too much in this world. There's a little too much of, listen, God, I'm talking. It should be the other way. Speak, God, I am listening. The rule of St. Benedict begins with, listen, O disciple. Ausculta, fili mei, listen, my son, to the disciple, to God, the disciple who is going to give you the way to salvation, the way to live your life. And you know, very many business people now are taking the rule of St. Benedict as a kind of a benchmark by which to live their business life, which is very exciting. And there are a number of monasteries who are running retreats for business people, especially for business people, to give them a real meaning and depth in their lives.
Because it's perfectly possible to combine a life of very intensive work, even in today's world, with a life of prayer.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes, yes.
But to go back to the work and the prayer, it seems to me that so much of European history is based on what was done by the monks through the monasteries, through the Benedictine hospitality, through the sharing of resources.
Yes.
That they were creating, it seems to me, a climate of peace that today people would be well to imitate.
Yes, and also, of course, they ran schools. And that is getting at young people to bring them into a way of living their lives as Christians and good Catholics.